in introducing yourself to Cougar Nation, if you will, what would you say about what BYU's meant to you and how that played into the process of ultimately arriving at BYU?
I think BYU's meant the world of a transformational development for me. I found a lot of joy in the process of learning more about how I can refine myself, not just as an athlete and a football player, but more as a man and as someone who's trying to live a higher standard. And in joining BYU, that's only been magnified day by day as I've been a part of the program.
Was BYU a player originally, back when it was time to decide where to go to school? And why was it maybe not the right time then and is the right time now?
I don't think BYU had the development and the refinement that they have now that they did 5 years ago when I was getting recruited. I say 5 years because I went on my mission for two and then I played at the U for three. Yeah. But the culture, Kalani was obviously there, but I think he was finding the right group of guys that he wanted around him. And through that process, he found an amazing strength staff that has bought into the process, amazing coaches that fit his scheme and are themselves. And then, you know, now has pieced together the puzzle of the players and created such a positive and proactive environment towards success.
You were looking for much more than just the head coach. You mentioned a number of other factors just now. But how important is Kalani to what your decision ended up being and to the overall heartbeat of the program?
Kalani is huge because he steers the ship. You know, you can have people that stand out and people that are amazing individuals wherever they are. But ultimately, everybody still plays under that head coach. And so Kalani being the one who directs the ship, the one who makes the official call, right? He still listens to his people, and we have a huge say in what we do. But him being the one who led this team is an extremely attractive human being for his spirit. And I would say even more so his drive and his passion for why he does things.
When there are so many players to have to care for and be responsible for, how does he find time, and in what ways do you feel like a special part of a team that has so many people?
I think it's so unique how Kalani manages to find time to have meaningful conversations. There may not be too many of them, and there may not be a large time frame of them, you know, but he manages to get down to the nitty-gritty detail because I think he sacrifices to understand each of these players, to understand what they like, who they love, what made them what they are, so that when he has those little conversations in the hallway or when he's sitting in a meeting room before a meeting kicks in, he's able to incorporate more of a discussion as opposed to it just being about football and how training's going and more about your development as an individual and your family.
What's your eligibility? How much time do you have left to play?
I have 2 years, so I'm a redshirt junior. I have this year and next year, hopefully only this year, and then I can represent the Cougars in the NFL.
What do you think that BYU can do for you to kind of cap it off? Because you've had so much experience already. What can you get out of this 1 year if it's 1 year?
I think there's a lot of mental development that I've been able to reach, given by not just the staff of the coaches and the attitude that by which they live their lives, but by the connections that they have to people who understand how to refine ability. Coach Boha is amazing because he refines my football ability, but even more so, he refines my thinking, my attitude towards life, my ability to process information, and the understanding of what matters most. And I think BYU has taught me how to have an on and off switch. And with that, I think I'll go so much farther in life than if I was always on, you know, an aggressive mindset, how I might have been when I was more immature.
Tactically, X's and O's, what excites you most about the defense you get to play with and around this year?
I'm extremely excited. I think we have a great group of backers. I think our camaraderie is as tight-knit as I've ever seen a team. I think the guys next to me are a complete dogs. I love JT. I love Justin Kirkland, Anisi Purcell. I love Logan Lutui. I love Oli. I love, you know, they're just such heavy representative of great characters, but guys that are fighting for more on this field. Guys that are fighting to not just prove their name, but to be the best version of themselves. And that ultimately is all we can ever ask of them. So I'm extremely stoked. I think Jay Hill is an amazing coach. I think he calls a great defense. And it is a little bit different than the defense I came from. But I love the way that they prioritize the opportunity to make plays as a defensive tackle.
It's always 11 guys, not just three or four up front. But as a group up front, how much havoc can you wreak this year?
I mean, the goal is to be suffocating. You know, we want to be as suffocating as we can, not just to the offense, not just to the quarterback, but to the offensive coaches and their personnel callers. Because we just want them to understand that there's nothing to get past that front wall. And if nothing gets past the front wall, there is no game. So I think we have the ability to shut down any offense that we're put up against, whether it be in this league in the Big 12 or out of this league. But again, I think that's just if we can focus on our strengths and do play our game.
Do BYU defensive players care at all that there were no BYU players on the all-Big 12 preseason team?
Absolutely. You know, it's nice to see the hard work that you've put forward and be given some credit, but it doesn't, at the end of the day, that doesn't motivate us. That's not the factor that puts wakes us up at 5 in the morning to go train. But, you know, I'd like to see that list after the season.
I got you. Keanu, great talking to you. Good to meet you, and have a great season.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.